Hello, all you wonderful people. My name is Sonali, and you're listening to Sonali the Endless River podcast. Today is the 14th of February. Happy Valentine's Day, my fellas, my endless fam, rather. And it is around 4:10 p.m. in the evening. Yeah, in the evening. Well, as you can see, my voice sounds amazing. I mean, I'm better. My mood is uplifted. I am slowly and steadily getting back on the track, and that, of course, is nothing for me to take credit for. It is all because of my family, my mother especially. She has been such a big support for me so far. My friends who have really, really pushed me out of that zone. They have kind of scolded me. They have sympathized with me. They have taken care of me, and I'm really happy and grateful to have them in my life. Well, today is not a Valentine Day as such. I mean, like, I'm not celebrating Valentine's Day and I'm not going out on dates, but today is a very special day because something very special arrived at my doorstep today. Yes, I'm talking about my first multi-author book, Power Up Superwoman. I have received 5 copies of the book and I'm so excited. I mean, I have shot a video of me unboxing, or rather unpacking the package, seeing the book for the very first time, holding the book for the very first time. It's all on video and nobody in my family knew about it, especially my mom. It was a big, big, big surprise for her. I shot a video, like I got it on footage of how she reacted to seeing the book for the very first time, of how she was smiling and she was happy and she was proud of seeing my picture on the book, on a book, on a physical book, my picture, my name, my chapter. It was so overwhelming to do that for her. She has done so much for me, and I can't possibly do enough to repay her. But yeah, I'm slowly I'm trying my best. So I'm super happy that this turned out. I am slowly trying to get back into my zone. I'm working a little slowly getting back into my zone. I have been neglecting work for the past couple of days. I was not in my elements. I was sleeping so much. I'm waking up late. I'm sleeping early. I'm almost getting like 9 hours plus 10 hours, 12 hours of sleep, because my brain is just filled with a lot of, sorry for the honking as usual. So my brain is filled with a lot of thoughts and I don't know, just thoughts jammed up in my head, and I'm not able to process it. I'm not able to, you know, the battle between heart and mind that's happening, which I kind of explained in the last episode of the podcast. But yeah, so in order to shut my brain up, the only thing I can do is to sleep. So that was what I was doing for the past couple of days. Now I'm slowly getting back into the track because a lot of my work is pending. And thanks to my friends and family who have supported me immensely through this painful time which I'm going through right now. Their words mean so much. Their words of encouragement, of motivation, of strength. They're showing me, they're reminding me of my best version. They're reminding me of my stronger self, and they're pushing me out of this zone. And I have not cried today, and I don't intend on crying also. I've been crying for the past, I think, 4 or 5 days. I don't remember exactly, but I feel better. I feel energized, and I hope that slowly and steadily I can get back into the game. I'm gonna punch really hard, because like, somewhere there is this agitation, there's this aggression, there's this helplessness, there's this energy contaminated inside of me that needs an outlet, and I'm gonna really punch back, and things are gonna happen. And I guess through the bad days you learn your most vital lessons, and I think the lesson that I learned from this painful phase that I'm going through right now is, we keep on talking about self-love, we keep on talking about prioritizing yourself, loving yourself, but self-love self-love actually comes in where where you have to choose yourself first in a situation where every part of your body wants to choose somebody else. And there, if you do not choose yourself, that means you're demeaning yourself, that means you're disrespecting yourself, that means you're begging the other person to value you, but you don't value yourself. So the biggest lesson I've learned that if someone wants to stay in your life, they'll do anything and everything to do that, just because, just like you are also making efforts to stay in somebody else's life, the effort should be a two-way street. Love, relationships, friendships, everything is a two-way street. It's a bridge that's built from both ends. If you have built your end of the bridge, that person has to do their end of building. You cannot do it for them, and you cannot force them. You cannot do anything to manipulate them or convince them unless and until they want to do it on their own. So never beg yourself, never beg them, never beg anybody to stay in your life, because that's the decision that they should have made without you even having to contemplate on that. And that itself says a lot about the strength of your relationship, I guess. So it's a very tough call when you love a person so much that you're willing to do anything to keep that person in your life. But if that person doesn't want to stay in your life, and if that person has taken their call, then you can't really do. There's so much that you can do, right? So yeah, that's about it. But nonetheless, I'm really happy. Let's just not talk about that issue. I don't want my pain to shoot back up and just revoke a storm inside my brain, heart, and body again. I just want to concentrate on work. I just want to concentrate on myself, on improving myself through this arena, to see the bigger picture, to learn lessons and to grow from it, to become better and not bitter, as one of my friends has told me. And someday I'm going to learn more and more from this this pain, this heartbreak, and I will be able to articulate my thoughts in a more transparent manner, and I'll be able to help out more people who in the future will go through something that I'm going through right now. That's about it. I am going to share. Okay, so the video of the book, my first first multi-author book, how I got the book, how I unpacked it, how my mom saw it, that whole kind of mini vlog is going to be up really soon on my YouTube channel. So if you're not subscribed there, I don't know what you're doing. Go on YouTube and search for Sonali the Endless River. Sonali, Sonali, that's my name. The Endless River. As soon as you type it, that's my channel. It'll pop up. You have to subscribe and obviously click on that bell icon. You know what it does. I'm not going to explain it to you. But yes, the video is going to be up pretty soon and it is a bomb. I mean, my mom's reaction is super awesome and super amazing. I think my reaction is my mom was super calm about it, but I was like, oh my God, look at this. I was doing that. It was really funny. But yeah. I'm gonna share, I haven't told my Instagram family yet, so I'm gonna share the book a little bit about the book and my reaction with the Instagram family on my Insta stories. So if you're not following me on Instagram, again, I don't know what you're doing, man. So go on Instagram and type @DD for dashing, which is me, D_ENDLESS endless river. So that's D_endless river. Or you can just type Sonali the Endless River and that's where I pop up. So yes, go give me a follow on both of these platforms, YouTube and Instagram, and I will catch you really soon. Thank you so much for believing me. I got a lot of messages on my Instagram DM when I put out a story that I was not doing well personally and I needed some time off, and I just wanted you, the Endless fam, to keep me in your prayers. I think your prayers have worked, because I'm feeling so much better. And this cannot be me alone. This has to be a team effort, and you have done your part of the job super well. Thank you so much for being with me always. I really hope that you can continue to be with me. You continue to be a part of my Endless fam. I love you so much, and I'm going to bounce back super hard, and things are gonna turn out really awesome. Can't wait to talk to you guys again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I'm going to share the information about where and how you can buy my book ASAP. We're still figuring out the shipping charges and the book charges. It's an American publisher, so the shipping charges are going to be a little extra. Normally, a book costs around 200 to 50 bucks in India, INR. But because it's the actual valuation of the book is in dollars, which is pretty high as compared to 1 rupee, and the shipping charges are there, the book is not going to be around that cost. It could very well be around 400, 450 or even 500. I really don't know, but I'm trying to do as much as I can. I don't want any profits from the book, but I really want you guys to grab the book, to get the book, because the book is so amazing. The book is like it's such a global message. The book is comprised of so many authors from different parts of the world sharing different stories and having different backgrounds and age groups and fighting different battles, yet coming into this one book, this one theme of women empowerment. So yeah, I really hope you could grab your copy of it. And yeah, so that's about it. I'm gonna soon share this information on my website, I guess, of how you can order your copy of the book. And that's about it. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I love you guys. Until next time.